And today on City Watch, I have a couple of my good friends here with us, Amanda Eberhardt and Randy Pinnock from Clinton Trees Forever. And we're going to be talking about the 25th commemoration of 9/11. So what are we going to be doing there, guys? Randy wants to talk.
No,
Randy doesn't want to talk. Amanda will talk.
So we have a commemoration planned for Friday, September 11th. We're going to start things off at 9 o'clock in the morning out at the Freedom Tree site, which is at the corner of Main Avenue and Mill Creek Parkway. And this is going to be a collaborative event hosted by Clinton Trees Forever, the Lighthouse Schools, the Clinton Police Department, Clinton Fire Department, Comanche Fire Department, and the Clinton County Sheriff's Office, as well as the City of Clinton. And our event will include three keynote speakers from those area departments, including our Fire Chief, Mike McQuiston, our Deputy Chief of Police, James Baller, and our Sheriff, Bill Greenwald. So each of them will speak for probably 5 to 7 minutes in relation to 9/11, September 11th, 2001, with the terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and the United Airlines Flight 93. Also, in addition to the keynote speakers, we will have performances from the River City Municipal Band and the Clinton High School Choir. We have, some of this is still in the works, even though the event's coming up here in a few weeks. We are hoping to have a flyover. We did have that when we celebrated the 20th anniversary, and it was enjoyed by the audience. So we are hoping to have that back again for this commemoration. And we have a bagpiper. His name is Derek Grant, the Quad City Piper. He will be coming up from the Quad Cities to join us, as well as the American Legion and the AMVETS for the 21-gun salute and taps. Our mayor will be giving us a welcome, and our MC will be Andy Sokolovich from Grow Clinton. Am I forgetting any of the other main points, Randy?
No, not at all. But it is a very fun event, very commemorative and very heartfelt event that I hope everybody can attend, because it is quite quite a honor to be there and watch the events unfold with all the area departments and all the people involved.
And one of the things, too, is that there are many, many police officers, firefighters, sheriff's deputies that are going to be in attendance. We're hoping that the Vets for Vets will be coming from around too. And that really, when you start getting that kind of participation from area veterans, from all our public service agencies, that really makes a big difference, I think. And then when you do the 21-gun salute and echo taps, that all of a sudden kind of puts things in perspective on really what is going on. And that's 25 years ago that all this happened. I look at it from, being in the band, where probably half the band members were not even born yet. And they get to be part of that in here. So,
yes, it's a great community event. We do invite everyone from all the surrounding communities to come to Clinton to join us. We will have parking up at Eagle Heights Elementary School and at the Bridgeview Mental Health Clinic, which is just off of 19th Avenue North. We have the Clinton MTA buses that will offer shuttle to the site. If you do need handicap parking, you can enter Mill Creek Parkway from the 19th Avenue North intersection, and you'll be directed down closer to the park. Because this is an actual park, there is very limited bleacher seating that we will have available. So it is encouraged that if you could bring a lawn chair, that will help with just the seating options that we have.
The whole event probably will take maybe a matter of 45 minutes to an hour. So it is not a long ceremony or anything, but it's packed with a lot of very touching things.
And the reason that we host it at the Freedom Tree site is because Clinton Trees Forever and the city of Clinton decided to dedicate that site as a living memorial to those whose lives were taken on that fateful day of September 11th, 2001. The park originated, I believe Randy can probably fill us in better on that, but I think they started it in 2002,
correct.
And we have added trees to that park since. So if you haven't been out there, take a drive by the park too. You'll see our Statue of Liberty that was donated and our trees and other landscaping.
And just as a side note, is we recently put in a sidewalk and a bench, so it makes that area now handicap accessible.
Yes.
And there's a little parking there, too. So not necessarily just on that day, but on any day, if you wanted to go out there, it is handicap accessible, too, which makes it good.
Yep. So come out and join us Friday, September 11th. And again, we are going to be starting at 9 a.m.
Well, thank you very much, Amanda, Randy. Thanks for coming. And this has been Greg Obrin for City Watch.